same old place that you laughed about.
Welcome back into the Chase and Big Joe Show. Junie Riddle, Big Joe Dubin, here live from the Hiller Plumbing, Heating, Cooling, and Electrical Studios. And we're going to go to the phone line driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com and bring on former Titans punter Brett Kern. Brett, good morning. How are we doing?
Good morning. How y'all doing?
Doing great. Doing great. So, Brett, first thing I want to start off with, you've been in the locker room with Tannehill for a couple years in your last few years as the Titans punter. What can you say about his bounce back from week one to week two? Is this something that you were fully expecting to happen?
I did, actually, yeah. I think we talked a little bit about it last week, just kind of the rough start that he had in New Orleans. And it's kind of, you know, the analogy of, you know, a golfer getting ready for a tournament, right? You get the preseason, you get some practice rounds in, and he really didn't have much. And so I think that New Orleans game was, you know, kind of a practice round per se, right? Just not a lot was really working. You know, obviously, you know, last week I talked about the play action, and that's Ryan's kind of, I mean, that's his thing. That's his jam. And last week wasn't really working too well. Just the run game complementing with, you know, play action, setting that up. And I think yesterday was a completely different game with that, with the run, you know, outrushing them 141 to 61, you know, between Derek and Tajay, and at times in the backfield together, which was great to see. You know, but that run game helping Tannehill, setting up that play action, getting the protection to complement that, and those two massive throws, one to Burks, one to Moore, those were huge. And so for him, you know, that play action really helps him get into a rhythm. He's confident. He's confident in his abilities. He's confident in his game plan and how he prepares. And so for him to come out yesterday, you know, it was really good to see.
So, Brett, I want to ask you about Ryan Stonehouse. You know, Rabel kind of went on record and kind of critiqued his play through the preseason and early on through week one. Yesterday, I felt like he was really booming the ball but wasn't getting a lot of hang time. Can you kind of go in and give your expert opinion on Ryan Stonehouse and his play from last year to this year of what we've seen so far?
Yeah, I think Ryan's – I mean, you know, yesterday when Coach Vrabel always talks about, you know, reserving the right to punt, right, when you have you know, on your offense and maybe things aren't clicking, like you have the reserve to punt. Like, it's okay if you punt. I'd rather you throw the ball away, or even in some cases like yesterday, like you took a sack, right? Is that great? Probably not, especially when one's on the 2-yard line and you're backed up. As the punter, you hate to see that because you know you're not going to be able to take your normal steps or anything like that. And it kind of changes your mentality of what you have to do. But you reserve the right to punt. And so when you have somebody like Stonehouse who can hit it a country mile, you know, when you're backed up and the ball's on the 2 and you kick it to the, you know, the other 25, the other 30, you're going to give up some of some return yards. That happens. That's kind of the, if you remember back in the day, Shane Leckler, right, when he was in Oakland, he would just hit bomb after bomb after bomb, and he would average 50 yards and he would net, you know, 40, 41, but that's how they did it. They just let him bomb it. They had some really, really fast gunners that went down there and took care of business. And so, Stonehouse has an incredible leg, and when you're backed up and you need to flip the field, he can do it. And when you take a sack on fourth down, when you take a sack just in general and you're backed up, you know, he has the ability to flip the field, which is huge. And so it gives the Chargers a long field or whoever they're playing. And so I don't think his forte is directional kicking, and I think when they try to have him directional kick, it just kind of takes away from what he's really good at, and that is just getting back there and just letting it rip.
We're talking to former Titans punter Brett Kern with us this morning on 102.5 The Game. And, Brett, is it still 0.75 on a punt, the time it takes from the ball from the long snapper to get in your hands on a punt?
It's, you know, when I was with Bo Brinkley, he was in the high sixes. Morgan's like low sevens. We tracked it. Obviously, we have a lot of time on our hands. And so, you know, we had to go Google the theory of, you know, when you're timing something and you're taking the miles per hour and the distance, you know, Matt, my forte in high school. And so I left that to suck up when he was here. And, you know, it's traveling, you know, Bo was probably high 40s, miles per hour, and Morgan was, he's right about there too. And so, yeah, it comes back at you pretty quick. And, you know, same with the short snap too on a field goal. That's not quite the speed of a punt snap, but that's still, you know, 30 plus, high 30s miles per hour. So, you know, when it started drizzling a little bit yesterday, you know, I mean, that's huge because you don't practice that at all, you know, during the game. When it's a rainy game, you can kind of, you know, you can figure out the right gloves. You can, you know, you have your towel ready, all that kind of stuff like that. And then when it starts raining like that, you're scrambling to find a towel per se. And, you know, you haven't really practiced the wet ball drill or anything like that. But they went out there and executed that 41-yarder like it was nothing.
Yeah, I did long snapping in college, and our special teams coach was always 0.75. Anything more than that, getting back there is awful. And 0.30 on a field goal or extra point. And he would sit there and time that. And if it was 0.38, he would just blow his gasket on that. So I don't think people realize how fast and perfect and accurate a long snapper has to be to execute what you need to get done.
Yeah, I mean, Morgan is so detailed with his snapping that, you know, when we first met, and I've known Morgan for a long time, he's been in the league forever, we were at the Pro Bowl together, and he was like, hey, how do you want your ball on your punts? I said, well, you know, I gave him where I like it, you know, right hip, you know, in this general area. He's like, okay, but how do you want to catch it? I said, well, Morgan, I'll catch the ball. Like, you don't have to worry about that. He goes, no, do you want your laces down? You want them up? You want them at 3 o'clock, 9 o'clock? Where do you want to catch it?
Wow.
I said, you mean when I catch the snap, where I want it for punting? He's like, yeah. I said, you can do that? He's like, yeah, man. I was like, well, you know, leave him. Can you actually get him to go about 3 o'clock just the way I mold it? He's like, yeah, sure, no problem. Shoot, there it goes. I'm like, all right, great.
Amazing. Oh, that is amazing. We're talking the former Titans punter, Brett Kern. Let's talk about this. They're 1-1. You've been on teams that were 2-0, 0-2, 1-1. How big overall, Brett, was getting that win yesterday for the Titans?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's you feel a lot better than you do, you know, if you're a Cincinnati fan or some of these other teams, Vikings, that probably had really high expectations and wanted to get out, you know, out the gate, you know, 2-0 or at least 1-1, and here they are sitting 0-2, right? So 1-1, you know, you kind of got your first hiccup out of the way in New Orleans, and, you know, yesterday it was just a solid, solid effort all around, special teams, offense, defense, you know, obviously to grind, and it was great too. I mean, you know, Austin Eckler not playing, I think, really made a difference because, you know, you're holding somebody to 61 yards rushing. You put a lot of pressure on the quarterback, and I get it. Keenan Allen had his, Mike Williams had his, they probably made fantasy owners happy, you know, maybe winning them a game, but, you'll live with giving those guys 200 yards of receiving, because if you're not getting it in rushing or anywhere else, it's going to be pretty hard to overcome. And I think, you know, starting out 1-1, you know, going to Cleveland, that's going to be a tough match, you know, the dog pound, see how they fare tonight. But, you know, like I said, a win's a win. 1-1's a lot better than 0-2, you know, especially in a division where you can start stacking these wins. You know, the Jags yesterday, that was a tough game, tough game to watch.
Right.
So, you know, so we'll take 1-1. On to the next.
Former Titans punter, Brett Kern. Brett, we appreciate you taking the time to be with us this morning.
Absolutely. Y'all have a great day.
Absolutely. That was former Titans punter Brett Kern.
Get your stopwatch out and do 0.30. I'm not kidding you on the snaps. I mean, to have that, I think fans take what guys like Brett Kern and Morgan Cox do for granted. I'm 0.3. I mean, it's almost, that's how quick the snap, and then do 0.75. And that ball's got to travel 12 to 15 yards.
And people don't realize the technique for a long snapper, like how you have to place your hands and spin the ball and directionally.
Well, it's different these days, and I'm not sure Brent had, because I think the rule changed, but back in the day, a long snapper, you would have a guy, and the Steelers were great for this back in the 60s and 70s. They'd put a guy with a long, so when the long snapper would snap the ball, the guy over him, his only job was seriously to just jam his head into the ground. That was a guy on the receiving team. His job was to line up over the long snapper and just push his head in the ground. You can't line up now.
No, you can't touch the long snapper.
You can't line up on top of anything. And then they were jumping over the long snapper and timing that. But let me ask you this, and I know we'll go to the break here in just a second. Real quick, did you see the block field goal that the Patriots did last night?
Amazing. Amazing. The way that he timed it up, ran down the line of scrimmage, and just as soon as that ball was snapped, he ran around. It, I mean, that was a clean, clean block.
Just when you think you've seen it on football at all levels, like, ah, there's nothing new. And for those that see it last night, the Dolphins lineup took a field goal. The Patriots had 10 guys in the box, and one guy who looked like he was on the sidelines next to Belichick.
Jogging off.
And then he turns around, and then he just does a dead-on sprint down the line, straight towards the down that line, and then cuts it up at the last second. And I thought he was back there so fast, Junie, that he could have intercepted the long snap. That's how fast he was back there.
Yeah.
It was an amazing play by him.
I mean, he got both mitts on that on that kick and just completely blocked it. Patriots recovered. I mean, that was a game changer for them because, I mean, the Miami Dolphins were about to rout them. So
yeah, it looks huge. Good. And that was
– no shock a Bill Belichick coach team pulls off a stunt like that.
Right, but that's the thing. I think – and Chris Collinsworth said it great last week. He's like, 31 other teams this week are going to try that in practice. And I was like, man, that is fantastic. Have two guys, I'd have them on both sides, come down the line of scrimmage, and then, but you got to time it because you got to be looking. Now, if you're not get there, that's 5 yards. You get, if you don't do it, if you jump off sides, that the offense gets. But that was an amazing play by the Patriots last night. And that was not the only play. The end of the game.
Oh, yeah, we got to get into that a little bit later. Coming up next, though, we are going to play America's favorite game, and that is celebrity birthdays. But before we go to break, 615-737-1025 is our phone and text line. We are giving away a pair of VIP tickets to the Nashville Oktoberfest on Sunday, October 8th in Germantown. It's going to come with a one-liter Stein, all-you-can-eat buffet, private seating, and luxury bathrooms with air conditioning. So if you want to head over and get some VIP passes to the Nashville Oktoberfest, be caller number 3 and pick the winner between me and Nick Frazier on celebrity birthdays for your chance to win a pair of VIP passes to Oktoberfest. You're listening to Chase and Big Show here on 102.5 and 106.3 The Game.